Do you experiment enough with your podcast? That is the question that we are going to be discussing with Adam from Podcasting Business School on today's episode of The Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting. Because as we discuss, I don't think enough people take enough risks with their show. It is so easy to slog along with whatever it is you're doing. You think it works, you're worried, you know, maybe your show isn't growing and you're worried about that. Or maybe it is growing and you just want to try something new, but you're maybe too scared to. In this episode, Adam and I have sat down and we discuss all about experimenting with your podcast. And Adam gives some amazing tips as to just one thing that you could do, one experiment that you could run, which could really take the monetization of your podcast, assuming that you're monetizing your podcast, but could really take the monetization of your podcast to the next level. Enjoy. As podcasters, I don't think people experiment enough with their shows. What do you think?
I love it. And I experiment to a fault where, like, this year I have a lot of service providers that listen to my show, and I'm telling them all, I'm like, you're only called to action if you have a program, product, or service. I would do every episode this year, intro and outro, send people to a discovery call and just do that. And you will make more money than you've ever made in podcasting. And they're like, why don't you do it, Adams? I'm like, I'm doing this experiment on this other thing that I have to see if this other thing works or not. So like, I'm not always doing that, but I experiment a lot just with my content, with my calls to action, with the cadence of my content. Like sometimes I'll do workshop weeks. So instead of two episodes, I'll drop five episodes in 1 week and focus on like doing like a little mini workshop. I do a lot of like audience audio clip experimentation with like testimonials or open Q&A stuff. But yeah, I feel like the big fear that we all have is we'll put out one piece of content and everybody hates it and they unsubscribe. And that's just not the case. Like podcast listeners are just like most of us. It's just like we have to think in our own shoes and go, how many podcasts have you unsubscribed to because of one bad episode? Probably none. Like we just skip that episode and hope for a better one the next one. Or maybe they look at the episode title and like, not for me. I'm not even going to start listening to that. So be fearless because you can come up with some cool stuff. Like I had one of my clients, he's like, he's got an ADHD podcast and he's very conscious that he can't have really long episodes because of his audience. And he wants to do interviews, but he also wants to have some extra positioning. So we came up with this idea to do what he's calling snippet episodes, where he's going to do an interview for maybe 30, 45, 60 minutes, but he's primarily doing solo episodes. He'll teach on a topic and he'll go, and now let's pull in a 10-minute clip from my session with Verity, where she talked about X, Y, Z. And then, so it's kind of like a sandwich. He'll introduce the topic. He'll bring in an audio clip. And then he'll go on the other side and unpack and give his own opinion. So he's still kind of the important person on the show, but still features another person as a guest. So like that was just really brave of him. And those episodes are getting great feedback from his audience, and they're shorter and he still gets to feature other people and collaborate with other people in the space. So yeah, we need to be a little more fearless, a little less fearful with experimenting a little bit because we can create some cool stuff.
Absolutely. And I think that's what the really cool, first of all, I'm going to mention about the ADHD podcast. I think that's absolutely brilliant. And also, how cool is that for a guest as well? Because you're potentially going to end up
multiple episodes,
yeah. without interviewing for multiple episodes. So from a guest point of view, that's absolute genius.
Yeah.
But again, from the fearful bit, I love what you're saying, because what is the worst thing that's going to happen? I mean, I've been trying for the last few months. I don't have an intro anymore on this podcast. I just decided to get rid of it.
Yeah,
and do you know what? That's kind of working. In fact, I know it's working because the retention is getting even longer. And when I first said that, I was like, I'm getting rid of intros. So I'm mainly active on Twitter, and so many people were like, but why? But you have to. I was like, but why do I have to? Where is this? Where is the 10 commandments of podcasting that told me? And that's what I love about podcasting, because I do think it's still relatively developing, up and coming. I don't know how to put it, but I just don't find like there's as many rules in podcasting as there are for other platforms like social media, YouTube, etc.
Yeah. It's still, yeah, we are still in the, like, the frontier of podcasting. Like, we're still figuring things out. There's so many ideas that have not even been discovered yet. And just like the rate that podcast, people launching shows and listeners listening to shows. Like, if you'd asked me 3-5 years, like when I started in 2015, my parents had no idea what a podcast was or anything. And now they can find a podcast. I'll be like, hey, go and find, you know, Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting, and they can search it on Apple and they'll find it. No problem. I have to verbally tell them. I don't have to give them a link or anything. And boom, we're good to go. So yeah, the opportunity is there in this space. So everybody that's listening in, like, you got to know that you're in the right place is what I'm trying to say. Like, learning from people like Verity and myself and that are experienced in this space. There's just so much potential there for not only podcasting as a medium, but man, if you're using this as part of your business ecosystem and you're wanting to draw people in from a client perspective, it's the magic bullet in my personal opinion.
Yeah, definitely. I was just laughing internally there when you said about your parents not knowing what a podcast was when you started out. I remember when, do you remember when iPods first came out, and it was the four little bits on like that tiny little screen. It said music, it said podcast, there was something else, and then there were settings. And I remember when iPods came out, and there was this one girl at school, she was called Alicia, bless her, and she had this iPod, and everyone was like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing ever. And then we all looked at this thing which said podcast, and we were like, what the heck is a podcast? We were just like, what is this? It was just such a weird thing. And I remember once I found out actually what it was, just thinking to myself, this is never going to catch on. Like, you can listen to millions of songs on your iPod. Who's going to listen to somebody just sitting down and talking? We've got the radio for that. And then fast forward how many years, all I do is talk about podcasting. So clearly I am not the one for picking up on trends, but it shows how much podcasting has evolved and become much more mainstream as well.
Yeah. I mean, I remember that exact time, and that's when I owned a fitness facility, and the guy that did my website, he's like, you should do this thing. He didn't even tell me what it was, but you should record some audio and we'll put it on your website. But he was also putting it out as a podcast, and this is like 2009. And he would tell me, like, yeah, people are listening from all over the world. I'm like, oh, cool. How does that even work? Like, it's so weird. And then even today, like, I tell people that I'm a full-time podcaster, and there are two reactions today. Reaction one, or question one, are you famous? Question two, are you homeless? Like, that, those are the two, those are the only two things. It's either
you're either successful or you're not.
It's either you're Amy Porterfield, Lewis Howes, or you're Wayne's World. You're Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World, and you live in your parents' basement. So, like, people don't know what to expect of me. Like, we moved to a new town, and my son's playing basketball, and I meet the other parents. Oh, what do you do? Oh, what do you? I'm a full-time podcaster. Really? Like, it's just like,
do we invite him around for dinner or not? Do we befriend drugs. His children? Yes. Does my child go for a play date at his house? Yeah. Still figuring that one.
Yeah. So it's still pretty interesting, but we're gaining momentum in the space for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. After listening to that discussion, I would like you to ask yourself, do you experiment enough with your podcasting? That could be in terms of format, types of guests that you get on, questions that you ask your guests, the topics that you cover, whatever it is, whatever experimentation means to you. It could be about marketing your podcast, how you promote it. Do you experiment enough with your podcast? And if the answer is no, I'd like you to really consider why that is. Is it because you're scared of a potential outcome? Are you scared of maybe losing all of your listeners, which is very, very unlikely to happen? But what is it that is holding you back from experimenting and trying something that could actually potentially take your podcasting to the next level? So I'd really love you to consider that. If you enjoyed this episode, which I hope you did, I would love it if you could leave a 5-star review. You don't have to leave any words. I realize leaving words takes longer than just hitting the 5-star button. So if you could hit the 5 stars on whichever podcast platform you are listening on, I would hugely appreciate it. Otherwise, I'm Verity. This has been another episode of The Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting. Happy podcasting, and I will see you next episode.